Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Paul Easterling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Smith. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Smith. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte takes first base on ball four. Maynisch moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner juggles the ball. That's an error on Warner. Maynisch moves to third. Schulte moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt juggles the ball. That's an error on Betancourt. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo catches it and throws to first to double up Warner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt takes first base on ball four. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion strikes out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray strikes out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Easterling. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Betancourt moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maynisch hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavener. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Betancourt takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a fly ball into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Woodall moves to second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to third for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Smith moves to third. Warner moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. Warner scores. There goes Rice trying to get to home. Kress throws to Mannion who tags Rice for the out. Gehringer moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gray moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gray moves to third. McNeely moves to second. Lil Stoner now pitching. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Mainisch reaches third base with a triple. Gray scores. McNeely scores. Melillo goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Browns. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Betancourt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schulte, who is chasing the ball. Tavener reaches third base with a triple. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0-for-1 in the game. Easterling strikes out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a pop-up towards third. Betancourt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Betancourt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Betancourt moves to second. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Betancourt moves to third. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Maynish hits a fly ball into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schulte is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive towards the mound. Gray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. McManus steals second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Paul Easterling. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Al Wingo now playing left field. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kress scores. One out. It's 4-2, Browns. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 3 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woodall is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Sweeney pinch hits for Lil Stoner. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney strikes out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 3 in the game. Warner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warner moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heilman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McNeely bunts towards first. McManus scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Gray moves to second. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Tavner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Blue bunts towards third. Warner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kress moves to second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Betancourt bunts for a single. Kress moves to third. Blue moves to second. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-4 in the game. Mannion hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Browns. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chick Galloway pinch hits for Larry Woodall. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Elam Van Gilder. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oney Carroll pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carroll moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carroll moves to third. Warner moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.